Listener Production.
Hi, it's Andrew Shaw with the latest. It has been a horror weekend on Victoria's roads with 8 people losing their lives across 4 separate crashes. One smash at Carrick Carrick saw a Shepton woman lose her life on Friday afternoon, with a truck driver now charged with dangerous driving causing death. The tragedies take our state's road toll to 130 for the year, compared to 96 at the same time last year. An Assistant Commissioner for Road Policing, Glenn Weir, says the carnage is too much.
This time last year we had one double fatality up until the end of May. This year we've had now 8 double fatalities, we've had 2 quadruple fatalities, and we've had 1 quintuple fatality up at Strathmerton.
National Reconciliation Week is underway, a time to learn about our shared histories, cultures and achievements, and to explore how we can contribute to achieving reconciliation in Australia. It's been marked at Druin Civic Park in Gippsland with the unveiling of a new statue depicting the contribution to the community by 3 Kurnai elders. The project is a collaboration between local artists and elders. Cobram's A1 Engineering's been convicted and fined $250,000 after a jury found them guilty of a single charge relating to a fatal workplace accident. It was heard the company was not present at the site, where 2 men were crushed, a 59-year-old killed at the scene and another seriously injured. The investigation found A1 should have ensured the workers were actively supervised while working with a crane and some heavy machinery. And Australia's biggest public health campaign to combat vaping is kicking off today in Victoria in a joint push from Quit, Vic Health and Spring Street. Cancer Council Victoria Chief Executive Todd Harper says vapes are loaded with killer chemicals.
As many as 200 chemicals. Many of them are toxic and contain carcinogens as well. So this campaign is getting people the facts that they need about these harmful products.
Leon Gather's winning streak has come to an end after 2 years, the Parrots finally downing the side with an accuracy playing its part. Elsewhere, Wonthaggi trounced Warragul 165-227.